Jack Dufarley.
Mike Papa.
Lindy.
And we just finished watching Iowa get fucked over by the officials.
And the coaches.
And the coaches. And we're here now, so because of that, I'm really fucking fired up.
Really?
Yeah, really. I'm really, really, really fired up, man.
Tell me how you really feel, Chuck.
I'm so fucking tired of it. Tired of getting fucked over by stupid people in this world.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that game. Well, we talked about right before we started the shows that those refs, the last scoring for Iowa was a punt return that they called for, what was it, illegal
touching. Okay. Because apparently he waved people off.
But it wasn't a fair catch. Well, they call it something fair catch, like an uneven fair catch or whatever.
Whatever that is.
You know, but I looked up the NCAA rule online. It says it has to be above the head waving back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So he was waving his guys off, pointing and saying, get away from
with
it.
With his left hand.
With his left hand.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't, well, fair catch doesn't specify. It can be either hand.
Right, but.
Has to be above the head.
Has to be above the head.
So, but the thing is, he caught it, mm-hmm. and he ran it back for a touchdown, mm-hmm. and they overturned it.
Yeah.
And that cost him the game.
Yeah.
And
because their quarterback sucks, and they won't put in a fucking backup.
So, I think the refs, first of all, probably ran out of the stadium.
I'm sure they did. And I hope P.J. Fleck got hit with a fucking beer can, like, right in the fucking Adam's apple.
if I was the fans, I wouldn't charge the field. That's just me. But those refs need to go back to high school and get refereeing again, because... They made a lot of bad calls, I think, in this game.
Right.
So, anyway.
Okay, anyways, that's enough of our sports talk.
Hey, get us mix it up.
But speaking of bad calls, so...
Biden.
Yeah, you fuckers that voted for him.
You owe me gas money and grocery money.
Yeah, you guys owe me a lot of money.
That dude... Okay. Dude, he's just like a never-ending stream of conversation. So you went to Israel...
Okay, yeah, but so did Blinken. Then Blinken pooped himself. I actually got video audio of Blinken. Like, oh shit, there are missiles coming in. I better hide. Oh, I think I pooped myself. that was not me. That was Blinken.
So Biden was flying over there to meet Netanyahu, and he's supposed to go to some Arab summit.
Uh huh.
Right, and then the hospital got hit.
Right.
And if you look at the videos, they're blaming Israel. Of course, they're always going to blame Israel for everything.
Well, they blamed Israel. Oh, okay, first of all,
okay.
Media blamed Israel.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to check facts or anything. We're just like, we're going out there.
Well, they got to be first.
Right.
Right? In the age of social media and the internet, they race to be first. They don't race to be right.
Uh-huh.
And that fucked them up. New York Times, Washington Post...
CNN.
A bunch of them all blamed Israel. Mm-hmm. And then the videos started coming out.
Uh-huh.
And the videos came out showing a barrage of missiles being launched from Gaza.
Yeah. Yeah.
And guess what's right in the path?
The hospital. And guess where some of the missiles stopped?
Yeah.
At the hospital.
Well, and also, it didn't hit the hospital. It hit the parking lot.
Right.
They're saying it didn't kill 500. It killed 50. The Gazans have been known to be good actors, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
showing the same dead person like 40
four times.
Times
yeah. But because of that, the Arab, all the Arabs like canceled their meetings and their summit. So Biden basically flew over there just to see Netanyahu, then fly back.
Yeah, and that's what he did. And then did you see the press conference he gave on
back? On the plane where they're all like their eyes are big, like get him to shut up.
Listen to him. This is your fucking president, not my fucking president. This is your fucking brain dead fucking sponge, fucking. Fucking mouth, I don't know what else to call them. Fucking turd nugget. Listen. Like you are? Okay. Anybody really understand what he fucking said right there?
No.
Okay, so he's like, every mass shooting, you know, like people are grabbing for some kind of symbol of hope or whatever. And if I can do that, You can't do that. You're a fucking brain dead fucking fucktard.
Who's a habitual liar about everything?
Dude, okay, so what was his latest lie this week? He said he was he voted something for the 7-day war.
No, here it is right here. This is Byron Donald's tweet. Yeah. Joe Biden just said he was in Israel as a U.S. senator right before the 6-day war. Another provable lie by our president. He became a senator in 1973, and the 6-day war was in 1967.
Yes, that's where I'm going with that. Yeah, it's like, why does he feel this need to inject himself into everything?
Because he's Forrest Gump. President Gump. Seriously. I just felt like running.
Yeah, running for president. And for somehow, I got 81 million votes.
Yeah. Dude, so, yeah. Well, he does lie about everything. I haven't listened to these clips from his White House speech the other night in the Oval Office.
But I haven't either.
But I heard that was just like a total division where...
Well, let's start to Brett Baer. Was it Brett Baer? Someone from Fox said it was his greatest moment.
Oh, that was Brett Hume.
Yeah. Yeah, Brett Hume.
You know, but here's one quote. Here in America, let us not forget who we are. We reject all forms of hate, whether against Muslim, Jews, or anyone. Except for the hatred of Trump supporters, conservatives, and Republicans, is what the one commenter said. We have to get our divisions out... Let's see. Get over our divisions. Let's see. Let's play this clip here. Okay. What about jailing political opponents, having special counsels for political opponents, having your DOJ go after conservatives at a different two-tier justice system, like the January 6th people, right. And, of course, all these protesters that just went into October 18th, 2018, and took over the Capitol.
Which are they going to do?
Yeah, you know. Yeah. This dude... He can't believe the shit he says. Actually, I think he does believe
it. I think he does believe it. He's fucking so stupid that he does believe it.
You know, I mean, there's more and more coming about this guy every week, and we talk about his corruption. Did you hear the latest about his corruption?
Well, yeah, they found $200,000 directly sent to him from his fucking brother.
A check.
Yeah. A check, yeah.
Not only that, but remember that came out about Hunter Biden shaking down that Chinese, I'm sitting here with my father, right? Mm-hmm. Within days of that happening and the $5 million getting deposited, Joe Biden bought his beach house for $2.75 million cash.
Really?
Where does a politician...
A sitting senator and a school teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Cash. There you go. So it's all starting to come out.
What do you mean? His beach house where he's at this weekend?
Again.
Why, are people still being hostage? Being still... God, I can't talk. Where Americans are still being held hostage by Hamas right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the other team?
The other team, yeah. Yeah, they need to learn to shoot straight.
What a jackass, dude.
That's like, we're probably going to go to prison for 7 years now.
Oh, because we call him a jackass?
Yeah, because...
Oh, yeah. Well, who was that guy?
Okay, wait a minute. So... Let's talk about that dude that got sentenced to 7 years in prison, right?
Yeah, Ricky Vaughn. It was just
Ricky Vaughn, really?
That was
give him the heater, Ricky.
That was his Twitter handle. And right? That's not his real name, but that was the Twitter handle that he was using. Yeah.
Okay.
He posted a joke meme.
Right. So does that mean anybody who talks badly about an opposing presidential candidate or political candidate can get sent to prison for...
Election interference?
Yeah.
Apparently. I mean, if you're on the conservative side, you can, because there was a girl who posted on the Democrat side the same thing, a Hillary Clinton supporter.
Yeah.
Exact same joke, exact same meme that he did.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And guess what? She's never even been charged, never been interviewed.
Where's the judge? Who's the judge in this fucking thing?
Right? Yeah. You know, it's called a fucking joke.
Yeah.
And
it's called freedom of fucking speech.
There's got to be a point where... If something's so egregious it gets overruled by an appellate court or the Supreme Court, that initial judge needs to get like disbarred and pay
and
fines and deep, you know.
And if you based your fucking political vote on a meme, you're just fucking retarded. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can, but am I going to go to prison for it?
Maybe. Yeah. Have fun on the inside.
I'm getting fucked. I mean, literally. I'm gonna be someone's fucking bitch.
I'll take the top bunk.
Exactly.
Fuck.
Hell, you will, boy.
Anyways, but dude, it's such an embarrassment, man. Our country right now, it's like the circling sharks around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Under Trump, none of this shit happened. Under Biden, you had Putin invade Iraq. Right. I mean, Ukraine.
Yeah.
Of course, they already done that under Obama into Crimea. Yeah. Nobody stopped them. You have
the fucking failed withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Right. Hamas, and of course they're giving money to Iran hand over fist.
Yeah,
that's trying to do the appeasement. John fucking Kerry going behind Trump's back when he was president, telling him, you know, don't worry about it, Trump.
So everybody went apparently. Kerry went behind Trump's back. Millie went behind Trump's back.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you guys all need to be fucking strung up by your fucking nuts. I mean,
seriously, it's so. All these other countries are like circling the circle. They smell blood in the water because Biden's weak, and his advisors, our Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, all these people are fucking weak as shit.
They're like fucking pansies.
They are.
Yeah.
I mean,
look at your who's the fucking tranny that's in charge of health services or whatever.
Yeah. Admiral.
Yeah. I ain't calling you Admiral. I'm going to call you fucking dipshit.
But
all right. Okay. 7 more years. Give him 7 more years.
but here's, I mean, now Iran obviously is emboldened, right? So now they're threatening an oil embargo to Israel, which will obviously embargo everybody to include us and make our gas prices go up. Biden, and it's because he wanted to look good for gas prices for midterms, has drained our strategic oil reserve down to 7 days.
Right. Yeah.
And they're not allowing U.S. to drill on our land anymore.
Right.
Because we were energy.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
And we were an exporter of oil.
Yeah.
The Saudis and OPEC are cutting back on their production. Nobody respects us anymore. You know?
Nope.
And it's.
How do you feel there, fucking millennials and everybody else who fucking, you know, you're feeling. You're more worried about your fucking feelings than you are about anything else on this fucking planet.
So what's funny,
yeah.
Waka Flame, you ever heard of him?
No, I'm not a big rap star. I know what you're talking
about. I've heard the name.
I don't, because I don't listen to rap music. I don't like it. It's terrible. That's, of course, you're talking about the original rap music.
No. But Waka Flame endorsed Trump. But here's another video. A bunch of people now, like, we played him before. I got to play another.
But I got a rap song.
And I'm going to play this.
Yeah.
This is recent.
Mm-hmm.
The black vote, the Democrats are losing it.
Mm-hmm. So here, there's a rap song for, not Trump, but I saved this a couple weeks ago and I forgot to play it.
So
here,
listen.
September 11th, 2001. And January 6th.
Truth.
Yeah, seriously.
It is spitting truth bombs.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that kind of sums up DC, Biden, his fucking entire staff and advisors. They're all fucking.
Yeah.
They're not for us. They're not for the American people.
It's the Democrats. I mean,
no, it's the Republicans too. Well, all the shit that's going on with the House,
the Uniparty. It's the Uniparty,
right? All the shit that just happened.
Dude, these guys this week, all they're putting those fucking things out about the eight.
Yeah.
Or Jim Jordan.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, fuck you guys.
The people they want, when you really start
looking. You're going to threaten us? No one's fucking threatening you. We're just telling you what's going to happen. You guys are all going to be primary. Yeah. Because this is not. Okay, the thing, and we fucking covered this, and I'm glad I saw other posts on Twitter this week, or X, or whatever you want to fucking call it, but these guys have lost their fucking way. They're making votes based on their own fucking principles and what they want and what, or who's paying them, right?
Yeah.
This is not your job. Your job is, you're there to represent me, motherfucker. I mean, you're not doing your fucking job.
So it's,
I'm your boss. And Hakeem Jeffries, I own you. Take it any way you fucking want it. And I know how you're going to take it. And you're fucking right.
The will of the people as a representative of a district, I'm gonna play the benefit of doubt for a second. It's hard because you got people of both political persuasions, right?
Yeah. So they only lean one fucking way. They're not doing their fucking job.
They're not talking to their constituents. They get up there, and you're exactly right. What happens is they get up there and they get to the lobbyists and K Street and the special interest groups and who's going to give them money to their campaigns. It's all about retaining power. Once they get there, it's all about staying in power and making themselves rich because they get kickbacks. They give this company, this defense contractor, a $1 billion contract, and yet they're going to get a couple hundred million back into their campaign coffers. Which they all know, they all spend it the way they want to. And all eventually, they're going to hire their family members.
Yeah, they're going to hire their family members. They're going to buy booze or so-and-so.
It's all an illegal scheme, but what to do about it? Right. But these guys, they're exposing themselves. Now, they're doing all the stuff behind closed doors and secret ballots. No, make everything public. You're a public institution, right?
Yeah, these votes, these secret ballots?
They need to be public. Put yourself on record if you're opposing. Like, there was like 20 or 25 that in the floor votes opposed Jim Jordan.
Yeah, why? Do you oppose him?
But behind closed doors, there was 100 people that voted to remove him as a speaker designee. Those other 75, why didn't you have the balls to put it on a public record?
Yeah.
Why behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Byron Donalds has now thrown his name in. I love this. Here's the perfect ploy.
Yeah.
If you don't vote for me, you're racist.
Yeah.
Play the fucking race card.
Yeah. Play it. I mean, I like Byron Donalds to be speaker well before.
Yeah, we talked about it on the show after we saw him at that TPUSA event.
Yeah, well, this is before McCarthy. And this is before Jordan.
Yeah.
I would have rather seen Donalds. Because Donalds,
he's smart.
Yeah.
Dude,
he's a player. Yeah.
You know, and he was, a financial guy before he went to Congress. He knows how money and how the markets work, just like Trump.
Yeah.
At least he knows how they're supposed to work.
Yeah. You guys fucked up. You guys done fucked up now.
You know, but after that, after we saw him at that one conference, I was really started paying attention. That dude can hold his own.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he's smart. I talked to a buddy of mine this week, and he's I'm trying to get him to come on the show. He agreed to me that Byron, I mean, I explained to him, I go, like, when we saw him at that Turning Point USA, I was totally fucking, all right, this is my guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, yeah.
You know, do I agree with him on everything? There's votes. I don't know. You're not going to agree with anyone on 100% of things, right?
No.
But he has a way to explain his view on why he's taken a certain stance, to argue his points with facts, not emotions.
Right.
And that's what I want. McCarthy was a uniparty. He was a fucking... McCarthy was Pelosi in drag.
He's still uniparty.
I know. But he was Pelosi in drag as a speaker. That's what he was.
Basically. Yeah, he said... Okay, and this is what fucking really irritates the fuck out of me. Is he agreed to these fucking... Hey, look, if you fuck up, we're going to pull you. Oh, yeah, I agree to that. And you fucked up. You fucked up from day fucking one. I mean, you. How long? We're still sitting here, and Joe Biden is still not impeached.
I know. Exactly. The January 6th tapes have still not been released.
Yeah.
They promised individual appropriations bills,
mm-hmm.
and they were still getting omnibus.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Nothing's been done. It's.
Sorry, I'm just looking at the brain matter on your screen here.
That's pretty groovy. I saved that because it's about safe and effective vaccines. They cut this brain in half, and oh, there's some big clots in there. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
That one's Tourette's. That one's.
Yeah, that one's COVID. The big one's COVID.
But yeah, those uniparty, dude, and the swamp is exposing itself. The swamp is fighting to retain power because Jim Jordan is one of the Freedom Caucus founders.
Mm-hmm.
They're fighting to keep certain people out.
Oh, yeah. And I'm tired of that shit, too. The Freedom Caucus or, you know, MAGA extremists. You know, fuck you. Hakeem Jeffries, I don't know who this fucking clown thinks he is, but he's like my number one fucking, he's on my list now. He's my number one target.
So, like in the Speaker House fight, you had the one guy talking, I nominate Hakeem Jeffries because he's not an election denier and an insurrectionist and all this. But there's a compilation video of Hakeem Jeffries denying the 2016 election.
They all deny
it. Calling Trump an illegitimate president. Exactly.
Yeah.
So why is one side election deniers when they say it, but the Democrats aren't when they said it all through 2016?
They said it from 2016 all the way to 2020.
All the way to now. There's some of them still saying Trump is illegitimate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when is it right to call one side an election denier but not another? He's an election denier. So you say you don't want an election denier speaker, so it means you don't want him.
Because they're trying to control the, this is communism at its finest right here, folks. They're trying to control the narrative. And then you got the media. You got Mika Brzezinski. Doesn't that sound kind of commie to you?
Yeah.
And she's saying, we're the ones that decide what you think. No, bitch. Yeah. You don't.
I'm telling you, it's getting volatile in the country.
I know, and I was talking to my buddy that I'm trying to get on the show. He's like, he goes, do you think we're going to go to war? I go, what do you mean? I go, I think we're going to have a civil war. He goes, you do? I go, yeah.
Yeah, it's getting volatile.
And he goes, when? I go, after the 2024 election.
Well, the question is, how many factions are going to be involved besides the MAGA extremists, the libtards from...
The libtards, they ain't going to have a chance. Right? They'll be eliminated in an hour.
But I'm thinking it's going to be now the Islamic terrorists that are in our country.
Okay,
that
how many been, of them are there? There's not enough there. Here.
Have you seen these pro-Palestinian events?
Yeah, but they're college kids.
Yeah, but they're brainwashed, dude. That's the other part. They're but, once again, in Joe Biden's tenure, in 3 years...
Uh-huh.
How many illegals have we let across the border?
I don't know, but okay, so I'm going to play
this. In excess of 6 million, dude. How many of them are from the Middle East?
But you're saying they're college kids. I'm going to play this clip
right here. Some of them are.
Listen to this kid right here. This is why you don't have to worry about college kids, all right? Listen to this kid right here.
Be bisexual? Is that what he said?
What do you need guns for? We'll just chat.
Yeah. Let's take you over. Let's take him to Gaza. Let's take him to Gaza right now and let him chat.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if that's the case, fuck. Oh, wait, you know.
He just
world problem solved.
Right, I was gonna say he just solved everything right there.
Yeah.
Hey. No, Mr. Terrorist. Let's just chat. Ala Akbar. Aloha snack bar chat.
Yeah. Aloha snack bar.
Dude,
seriously, that dude right there, that's what's wrong with this fucking country right now.
Yeah. Well, that...
He's sitting there snacking on fucking caramel apples the whole fucking time.
Probably medicated with, like, Adderall or something.
Well, plus we're mentally ill. He said it. He fucking said it.
Why are they mentally ill? Because the teachers are telling them they are. The teachers are pushing their fucking agenda. Exactly.
Well, okay, so that's the whole thing. So... Everybody growing up, when I was young, you were young, it was like, shut up, you pay attention, dumbass.
Yeah.
Right? You get smacked upside the head.
Yeah, exactly. You don't pay attention, clashing, you get a hand on the back of the head.
Yeah. So now, then all of a sudden I went to, they have ADHD. What ADHD is, give them some fucking pills. Now it's something totally fucking different. You might be gay or something. It's like, so give them more pills and let them butt fuck each other. I don't know what the hell. What? Everything, there's a disease of the fucking week anymore.
Well,
diabetes. Diabetes was never a big deal before. Now all of a sudden, you might be pre-diabetic. And,
well, it's because of all the hormones of the food making everyone fucking fat.
Right.
Because people weren't as fat as we are now.
I know.
Even if you try to diet and eat, you still...
Right.
Because they're growing chickens, you know, from...
No, chickens allegedly... Allegedly, chickens have no hormones.
Whatever. How can they how can they grow so fucking fast at these chicken farms?
I don't know.
Because, dude, there's all...
But...
There's so much fucking... I mean, and trying to find a fucking untouched... You know, like piece of meat, like a true organic cow, grass-fed cow, that's not corn-fed. Everything's corn, and it's fucking disgusting.
It's on corn. I like corn.
Well, corn on the cob is fine, but when you have half your fucking food that you eat that eats corn in order to make them grow faster, and the corn has hormones in it to make it grow faster, that's right. GMO. Everything's GMO, genetically modified.
Right.
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 Monsanto is the company that's like pretty much controlling the food source and fucking with it. Because before the 1970s, I mean, you could see like a list of ingredients on food for the U.S. versus Europe, and it's like unbelievably how different it is.
Trust me, Lindy and I lived in Iowa for a while, and the commercials during late night TV about all the fucking seeds and fertilizers, all, you know. Yeah, we know what's in this shit.
But that shit has something to do with it. Then the fact that the pharmaceutical companies are they're trying to push their drugs, so every fucking symptom they're paying these doctors treat the symptoms, not the cause.
Right.
You're on. You know, someone said like by the time you're like elderly or, you know, like in your 60s, 70s, you're on 18 different types of prescription medicines.
You can say it, dude. We're
getting there. Myself included.
I'm in there. I'm on some kind of statin drug for my cholesterol. I'm on a thing for my fucking thyroid. I'm supposed to take vitamin B12. God knows fucking why. But I gotta take vitamin B12 like fucking every day.
Yeah, so, I mean... It's like they're treating all these causes instead of trying to say, well, why is your hormones different?
But dude, if they treated you and fixed you,
they wouldn't make money.
They wouldn't make money.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So.
And guess who's the big lobbyist on K Street? Pharmaceutical, defense, you know, the food industry.
Right.
Control the food, control the people.
Yeah, exactly. Well, why do you think they want you? Why do you think they're trying to starve us out?
The World Economic Forum?
Yeah. Well, they're saying right
now. Dr. Evil.
They're saying right now the next big
pandemic.
The pandemic's going to come from meat products.
Ooh. Yeah, because cow farts and methane, you know.
Cow farts. Dude. What about people farts? There's like 1,000 more people than there are cows. Nobody's studying the fucking effects of people farts on the fucking atmosphere.
Well, of all the liberals who are worried about methane emissions, right?
I mean, Lindy farted at least 4 or 5 times this morning.
I did not.
You know, so where I was going with that, if all these fucking liberals are worried about world population and methane from farts, you know what? I'll say it. Go ahead and fucking off yourselves.
Yeah.
Don't expect me to. Don't expect me to die. I want to live. I want to procreate.
Yeah. I want to eat those cows that are farting.
Right. Right. If you're worried about the world's population, take the lead. Set the example.
Yeah. Exactly. Why are these people that are worried about population and everything, why are they not killing themselves?
Yeah. Don't procreate.
Yeah.
Don't spread your seed.
Yeah. They're worried about, no, let's like inject this guy and this guy and this guy. No. Wait a minute. Time out, fucktard. You know, put your money where your fucking mouth is.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to say it.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't want to off myself.
Nope. I mean, I know I'm going to die eventually. We all are.
Yeah.
There's two guarantees of life, death and taxes.
Yeah, and I'm not procreating anymore, so there's going to be no more people added to this earth thanks to me. So, fuck you. You guys fucking die.
Yeah.
You got that Klaus Schwab?
Dr. Evil.
Yeah, Klaus Schwab. Really? What kind of fucking name is that?
That sounds like one of those financial commercials.
I know. That sounds like...
Here at Klaus Schwab, we respect your financial portfolio.
Seriously, that's exactly what I... Every time I hear that guy's name, I'm like waiting for the fucking...
The jingle?
Yeah.
If you have a structured annuity, bring it to Klaus Schwab.
Hey, seriously, what a fag. I said, fag. Understand the word. We're sorry, did we offend you, fag? We can say anything we want, fag.
That's 7 years.
Tard, fucking. I'm sick of it.
That's another 7 years.
I know. What am I up to now? Probably life.
You're back at Alcatraz. They're going to open up just for you.
I know. Me and fucking, what's his name?
Who? The
Chicago gangster guy.
Al Capone.
Al Capone, yeah. We just watched the movie last night. Al Capone. Me and Al Capone. All right, Al. Let's go.
Did you see Trump brought up Al Capone in a speech?
Yeah.
Alphonse Capone. You know, he was talking about how they're going after him. He goes, you know, he only got so many years. They're going after me for all these. You know, Alphonse Capone.
Seriously, last night we were watching that movie. We were watching The Untouchables. And all I could think about was... This is very similar to what's happening to Donald fucking Trump right now.
Yeah, they couldn't get him on anything else, so they go after trumped up fucking finance charges.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
Even though we all know Al Capone is a fucking gangster, he did a good job covering his tracks.
Oh yeah, he paid off everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, so the government makes shit up. MSU.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Making shit up.
Well, they didn't make it up. I mean, they had.
For Al Capone. They have the tax documents.
Yeah.
But here, let's look at this. They have tax documents on the fucking Bidens and do absolutely nothing. They fucking let it run out.
No, but look who's in charge. Okay, but then you got this fucking judge.
Oh, that fucking...
Engron or whatever.
The Bernie Sanders looking motherfucker?
Yeah. He's like, okay, he's already fined Trump like $500,000 for him putting it. Fucking post out about someone.
About one of his staffers or senior clerks.
Yeah.
Who's connected to Chuck Schumer and the Democrat Party.
Yeah. I mean, now he's threatened to throw him in fucking jail unless he pulls it down or whatever.
I'd be like, do it.
Yeah.
The Secret Service ain't going to let that happen.
Right.
The Secret Service will not let him go to fucking jail. Yeah. I'm sorry. Because if he does, it's taken over the entire fucking floor. There's no other prison.
But Judge Enron or whatever your fucking name is, you know, the failed energy company. Fuck you. You are a fucking piece of shit.
He's an operative. He is a tool in the Democrat machine.
Uh-huh.
Because, dude, okay, let's talk about that case. It was a civil case. It's not even a criminal case. It's a civil case brought by the Attorney General.
Uh-huh.
Who's the victim? Right?
Yeah.
Where's the victim? They're saying that he overinflated his property worth.
Right.
In these contracts, his lawyer to point out, in these contracts, uh-huh. it says, hey, don't take our valuation for it. Do your own valuation and then do the loan based on right. what your assessment is.
Right.
And plus, he's paid them back.
Right.
He hasn't defrauded anybody.
Right.
He hasn't,
right? Yeah, the money's already been paid back.
So
where's the crime?
Yeah, who's the victim?
Yeah.
And then they wouldn't allow a jury trial, so yeah. the judge has already decided he was guilty.
Yeah.
So now this is the penalty phase.
Yeah, so, okay, here's the deal. So if you put your house up for sale, and you say it's worth...
$1 million.
Yeah. And I say, no, it's only worth $500,000. Are you committing a fucking crime? Hmm?
Yeah, because I overvaluated it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know? But yeah. here's the thing, though. Yeah. Yeah. You, as a buyer, are going to go out to try to get a loan, right?
Right.
The bank is going to send someone out to assess the value of the
right.
home.
Right. You have inspections done. You right. have all this fucking shit done.
They're not just going to take my word for it.
Exactly. So this whole fucking thing is a fucking joke.
I know. It's frustrating, though.
Uh-huh.
Because here's a guy who, for 4 years in office, I mean, he came in as a non-politician. He said, here's what, I'm going to do X, Y, Z while I'm in office.
Mm-hmm.
And he fucking got a lot of it. He tried.
He said he was going to fucking drain the swamp. And when you drain a swamp...
It's ugly.
I mean...
The creatures fight.
Yeah, the snakes and lizards fucking fight back.
And they're exposing themselves right now.
Yeah.
It's... But he worked for us. He all of his checks, he worked for free for 4 years.
Yeah.
He donated all of his money back to different government agencies to, right?
Yeah.
How many other politicians are doing that?
None. They're all fucking banking it.
None. They're all banking more than that, too, because they're getting their salaries.
Well, that
and yeah. they're getting fucking rich.
Well, they shouldn't be allowed to fucking trade stocks.
Or their families.
Yeah, on stuff that, yeah, because, well, look at the Bidens.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, it's
we all know that what happened.
Well, yeah, because it's not them trading. Well, I didn't trade. My husband traded. My wife traded. It's not me.
Yeah, it's not me. It's my third cousin on my fucking,
yeah.
you know, the stepchild side.
Yeah, even like, though your family tree doesn't fucking fork.
Yeah.
Because you inbred motherfuckers.
Yeah. yeah. No, we're not dumb, you moron. And see, and that's what's happened. This is what's really pissed them off. Is because for years they got away with it.
Now we see it, and we're not letting them.
And Trump exposed them.
He exposed them.
And now they're like, oh, well, election interference. We need to put him in jail. Blah, blah, blah,
he's
blah,
a threat blah, to blah, democracy.
Blah. Yeah, what democracy? We're not even in a democracy. We're a fucking republic.
He's a threat to democracy.
As soon as you guys start saying he's a threat to our constitutional republic, maybe we'll... Right. we won't, but maybe...
But yeah. people will wake up. That video I played you of all the guys, you know, they're with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of videos, a lot of tweets saying, you know what? It's yeah. opened my eyes.
Yeah.
The fact that the harder they go after him to lock him up on everything, the charge mm-hmm. on everything.
Yeah.
Why are they afraid of him?
They're not afraid of him. They're afraid of losing their fucking.
Because he's gonna ruin everything that they have.
Okay. Well, let's talk about him afraid. Let's talk about being afraid of him. What's her name? Rachel Maddow.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
She's afraid that she's going to be executed if Trump gets reelected.
Why? Why are you afraid?
Yeah. Why?
What have you done to be afraid
yeah.
of Trump coming after you?
Yeah.
Other than
yeah.
that you lied to the yeah. American people, yeah. used propaganda, you made yeah. you basically slandered him, defamed him,
mm-hmm.
all for political purposes. You're not a reporter. She's yeah. not a journalist. She's no. an opinion piece.
Yeah.
She's a tool. She's being used by the Democrat Party.
Right. Well, it's not being used. She's involved. If she didn't want to do it,
exactly. So, but she knows she's wrong.
Because are you afraid right now of talking into this microphone of being executed by the fucking Democrat Party?
Fuck them.
Exactly.
Bring it.
You know why? Because they can't fucking prove anything.
Bring it.
But you can prove things against these guys.
Yeah.
And they have every fucking right to be afraid because they have committed treason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, time to refill. Do we do our non-existent pause for the cause?
Yeah, since we're not getting paid anymore.
Yeah, damn it.
Cheap bastard.
I know. Oh. Got deplatformed.
It's like private Democrats fall.
All right. Ready?
Did you stop it?
Not yet.
All right, stop it. Yeah, see, we're back, and you guys are
yeah. Okay, so. About as long as a hiccup.
So, anyways, but we had a lot done during that. So, anyways, we'll play this clip of this dude, Philip Anderson.
This is pretty much everything we said in the first half.
We said it, but I just want you guys, because we're not the only ones that feel this way. Just listen to this guy. And he actually puts it out there better.
Okay. I'm still furious. I'm still furious about this, guys. Everyone should be mad because what the GOP did is they proved to all of us that the Republican Party is filled with tyrants and criminals that do nothing but lie to us and steal our tax dollars. They're stealing our money. We made it clear to them that we want a speaker who's not going to send out hundreds of billions of dollars to other countries. We don't want that to happen. We don't want them to keep giving more money to the lobbies and special interests. We don't want that to happen anymore. We told that to them. We told them we want the J6ers to receive the help they need and for the J6 tapes to be released, mm-hmm. and they ignore all of it. And the excuses are bullshit. Oh, well, I felt that it was best for my constituents to vote against Jim Jordan. Nah, man. Nah. It doesn't matter what you feel. What matters is what the people say. The only reason you're in office is to represent your constituents, the Republican voters, and the Republican base. That's the only reason why.
Yeah.
Your personal feelings mean nothing.
Exactly.
Your personal feelings are worth less than the toilet paper I use to wipe my ass. All right? And all these people saying, oh, well, I served in the military. I went on four tours to Iraq, or I was a doctor. Good for you. Fuck off and go play doctor in Africa. Go and join the military and get blown up in Afghanistan. No one cares. No one cares. The only reason you're in office is to represent us. That's it. That's all. Not your personal feelings. Not because what you did in the past. Literally just to represent us. And from what I'm seeing, a homeless bum off the streets would do a better job representing us than you fucking frauds and criminals in the Republican Party up there in Congress. All you do is lie to us. You lie to us. You said you wanted Jim Jordan, then you go in the basement and you vote against him. When the entire Republican side of this country, tens and tens of millions of people saying, we want Jim Jordan, and you voted against him. Who the fuck do you think you are? You must think you're a king or lords, or that like you're above everyone else. Fuck you, man. Fuck all of you. So see you.
Free country.
Free country. All right, anyways. This guy is absolutely fucking right.
Well,
absolutely right. I mean, fuck all you fucking Republicans. Fuck Democrats and Republicans.
This goes back to why both of us re-registered as independents and left the Republican Party.
Turd, if you go on, he's like, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this happened after the 2020 election for us.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The GOP, Ronald McDaniel, the Win Red, all that bullshit. You know what? No.
Yeah.
I'm not giving another penny. I donated to Trump. Yep. And the thing is, here's what sucks, is the Win Red, even Trump's website goes to Win Red, so he's still connected to it.
Uh-huh.
I really wish he would set up his own PAC. Because I want to donate to him, not to other Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
I am done with the Uniparty.
Right.
Done with them.
I was never with the Uniparty.
You know, the thing is,
not that I'm done with them. It's like, fuck the Uniparty.
You know, I mean, I registered Republican for years because I really thought that they represented what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't.
They
are no different than the Democrats.
No. The politicians in Washington. And I realized this like years ago, with the super or the lobbyists. They don't represent you; they represent the lobbyists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where they're going to get the money? How they're going to
retain the power? Yeah, but it was really like kind of mild before.
Oh, it's supercharged now.
It's exactly. It's like no, wait.
And they don't care. They flaunt it now.
Yeah. Exactly. They, you know, they flaunt their fucking wealth in front of you.
It needs to be like, I saw, you know, there were memes, and once again, memes.
You're going to go to prison for 7 months,
you know, or years. The politicians need to wear patches of their sponsors on their suits, just like race car drivers do. Yeah. We need to know who's paying for you, who's bought you, who owns you.
Or Major League Baseball. You know, it's like, or in any professional sports now, because apparently they pay these fucking tards too fucking much money.
Right.
Yeah.
So, anyways. So much more to talk
about. I know. Hey, so anyways, I want to play something real quick here, because in the first part of the show, apparently.
Well, you want to go back and redo, insert that into edit, into that part, or you just want to replay it?
We'll just replay it.
Okay, there's going to be a flat part. We've discovered we had a technical glitch, and maybe one of the videos or two of the videos didn't really come through as we were playing.
Only one, I think.
So let's play this. We talked about this kid, the millennial.
Yeah, we're talking about, what the hell were
we? The draft and all this other
stuff. No, we weren't talking about the draft, but we're talking, but.
Just whatever.
Listen to this fucking fuck dart.
Why is everybody saying Gen Z is going to get drafted? Like, no, the fuck we're not. And you know why I know that? Because we're just going to say no. Like, how are they going to actually force us to get up and go to war? I understand it was like that
because in the 1940s.
What else is there to do in 1940 besides shoot people? We have things to do nowadays. We have twerk, be bisexual,
be hot chip. What was that first one?
We have to work.
Oh.
We have to work? And
we're also, like, really mentally ill. I have, like, 6 of these. What makes you think I'm qualified to have a gun?
No, you're really mentally... Yeah, we already knew that, fucktard.
Like, within 600 feet of anybody, including myself. And finally, like, guns are, like, so tacky. Like, can you imagine just, like, pulling up with a gun? Like, that is so fucking embarrassing. Like, what is this, the Revolutionary fucking War? No. Like, let's just chat. Let's just talk. There's no need for all the, like, no. No.
Let's just chat.
Not gonna happen, don't worry.
Dude, even hearing it the second time,
I want to pull up on this guy with a fucking gun now. This is like pulling up on you. It's like...
So tacky.
Yeah, you're gonna shit your fucking son.
Anyways.
Because if you don't, I'm putting a fucking bullet in you.
So that's the kids who are at Harvard right now who are marching pro-Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even though they have no idea what they're... No, they have no idea what they're fucking doing.
Dude, it's really kind of pissing me off to see even all the colleges, local ones here, across the country,
mm-hmm.
how anti-Semitic...
No, you have to allow the fuckers to fucking... You have to allow the fucking whiners to fucking whine.
So, but here's the thing. You know, if you came out on college campus and said you were pro-Trump, you're Republican, you were for...
Oh, they'll shut you down.
You were for women in sports and not men in women's sports.
Shut you down.
Right? But they're allowed to be anti-Semitic. I thought they were anti-fascist and anti-Nazis. You know, Antifa will punch a Nazi in the face. But the Nazis killed the Jews. The pro-Palestinian Hamas terrorists killed Jews. Wouldn't that make these college students Nazis for supporting this? You have a right to say what you want. Free speech, right? Mm-hmm. But it has to be for everyone across the board, even speech you don't like.
That's fine.
Right? You want to say this? Say it.
You know, we have never said, don't say what you want.
Right. That's where I'm going.
We'll laugh at you.
They have all the right to say what they want. But here, now they're starting to face consequences. Mm-hmm. Because there are even some of their own college professors. This is a Berkeley law professor who has put out an op-ed telling companies, don't hire my students.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they're anti-Semitic, and they're crying about it.
There's a Harvard, some Harvard kids got their fucking law firm rescinded their order.
There's been a handful of job offers rescinded already. Yeah. So they're starting to pay a consequence. They're like, well, don't hold us responsible. We're just, No.
Exactly.
You hold everybody to a standard, and you started the cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
You get to live with it. You can't talk about
dude, it's for everybody but them.
You cannot talk about rape, mm-hmm. and murder and mutilation of women, children, even men, right? Mm-hmm. The way that Hamas went into these little villages and killed people.
Well, look at the Miami fucking dentist. He got caught on video pulling down.
Yeah, and he got fired.
And he got fired and instantly.
He's demanding his job back.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Fuck you, dude.
You know why? The company, the owner's Jewish.
Is he?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Fuck you. You fucking. No.
He'd come up with some bullshit excuse, uh-huh. right? No.
Well, I was drunk and my friend.
No. I was trying to make people feel safe. No. You can't say that. You have consequences for your actions. Mm-hmm. And just like these college students, we're going to have consequences. Say what you want to say. Okay. Say it.
Okay, so here. So. Talk about saying what you want to say. So here's a senator. His name is Colin Allred.
All right.
He threatens to call Capitol Police on this reporter for asking him questions.
Oh, I saw this. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Congressman Allred, do you regret calling for the release of millions of dollars to Hamas?
You're on federal property. Can't do this here.
Congressman Allred, do you regret calling for the release of millions of dollars to Hamas?
You really can't do
Congressman
that
Allred, do you regret calling for the release of millions of dollars to Hamas?
You really can't do that.
I'll get the Capitol Police
here.
For you. Can...
Do you regret voting against Iron Dome funding as Hamas attacked Israel with rockets aimed at civilians?
You're on federal property. Stop doing this.
Why are you standing with Hamas over Israel? Why are you supporting Biden's open border policies?
We'll get the Capitol Police for you.
Why did you funnel taxpayer dollars to a group hosting drag shows for children?
All right, so you're on federal property. You can't. What?
No,
why
you're
can't,
not.
Why can't I do that?
You no, it's not federal property. It's my property.
It's federal property, but it's public property. I have a right as a reporter to ask you questions.
Yeah.
You may not want to answer them. But you cannot have me arrested for asking questions.
As Rashida Tlaib proved last week with her go to hell comment. Mm-hmm. It was Rashida.
It was.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. I'm sorry. I would be like, arrest me then. Yeah. Have me arrested, and I will win a lawsuit against the federal government for violating my First Amendment rights.
Yeah. As freedom of speech.
Freedom of the press.
Well, that's two. Twice.
Yeah.
It's a double standard right there.
So, you know, you can say mm-hmm. this is this is federal property. You can't do this. Bullshit. I can do this. I can do this.
Yeah. I can do it and I will do it. And you and your little fucking tramp there next to you. And I can say that too because I'm protected by First Amendment rights.
You know, I think he's a veteran too, which.
So what?
Yeah. You know, well, here's what gets me. He should know. As a veteran, he took an oath to defend the Constitution, uh-huh. right?
Yeah.
First Amendment, I just said it.
Mm-hmm.
I may not like what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
I may not agree with these college kids. But mm-hmm. guess what? Do they have a right to say it? Yes. Just like I have a right to say what I want. If I want to go to the campus or I want to go somewhere on public property, state mm-hmm. property, federal property, and protest for keeping fucking men out of women's sports...
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? You may not like it.
Right.
But I have a right to say it.
Right. Yeah. And so be it. You know what? Hey, so.
This Canadian guy?
Yeah, so real
quick. I love this guy.
Real quickly. We're going to go in before we get into some fucking joke ass, fucking dumbass.
We're going to just go shotgun some shit here. But
people say this guy, he's running against Justin Trudeau. And if you don't if you don't vote for this guy. There's a fucking problem.
This guy's amazing.
Yeah, listen. I mean, this guy, the reporter tries to compare him to Donald Trump.
Have you heard this, Lindy?
I think I have.
And he's just, he eats an apple the whole fucking time. He's nonchalant, right?
Yeah.
Just listen to it. He's brilliant.
On the topic, I mean, in terms of your sort of strategy currently, you're obviously taking the populist pathway.
What does that mean?
Well, appealing to people's more emotional levels, I would guess. Certainly you tap very strong ideological language quite frequently.
Like what?
Left wing, you know, this and that. Right wing, it's that type of ideological thing.
I never really talk about left or right.
Anyways, a lot of people
don't really believe in that.
Okay. a lot of people would say that you're simply taking a page out of the Donald Trump book.
Like, which people would say that?
Well, I'm sure a great many Canadians, but...
Like who?
I don't know who, but...
Well, you're the one who asked the question, so yeah. You must know somebody.
Okay. I'm sure there's some out there, but anyways, the point of this question is, I mean, why should Canadians trust you with their vote, given, you know, not just the sort of ideological inclination in terms of taking the page of Donald Trump's book, but
what are you
also
talking about? What page? Can you give me a page? Give me the page. You keep
in terms of turning things quite dramatically in terms of Trudeau and the left wing and all of this. I mean, you make quite a, you know, it's quite a play that you make on it. So I'm
not
just
sure. I don't know what your question is.
Then forget that. Why should Canadians trust you with their vote?
Common sense. Common sense for a change. We're going to make common sense common in this country. We don't have any common sense in the current government. You know, the guy prints $600 billion, grows our money supply by 32% in 3 years. That's growing the money 8 times faster than the economy. No wonder we have the worst inflation in 4 decades. I'm going to cap spending, cut waste, so that we can balance the budget and bring down inflation and interest rates. You'll want to be able to pay your mortgage again. You want to be able to afford rent. Then you have to vote for Pierre Poilievre, because I'm the only one with a common sense plan that will bring back the buying power of your paycheck.
Awesome.
I know.
On the topic,
what
I mean, in terms
that?
Of...
What? He's like, so does what page?
Yeah, what page?
Tell me a page.
It took a page out of Donald Trump.
Well, a lot of people, who? Yeah. Tell me who. Well, you brought the question up. Shit.
The guy couldn't fucking answer one of his fucking questions. I'm just pulling shit out of my ass.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what they do. And he got called out on it, and he couldn't react.
Dude, where have you ever seen any fucking media member, when they get called out on shit, be able to give them a fact or whatever?
Exactly. Dude, that guy has my vote. Fuck it, I'm voting in Canada. Fuck off. They can do it here.
But the whole time, he's so fucking nonchalant. He's like fucking chewing on an apple.
Didn't even break a sweat.
I know. He's like, come on, dude.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, all right. What else we got there, Chucky?
Okay,
Lindy, so, what do you got?
You got anything, Lindy?
Nope, I was just looking at an interview of Brian Ferentz.
Oh, my. Oh, is he crying?
What? An interview? Did someone fucking actually interview him?
No, it was a couple of days ago.
Oh, okay. So.
Talk about how bad we're going to meet Michigan.
Real quick. Breaking. Arkansas governor, she's the first one to take land away from China.
Oh, dude, yeah. This is amazing.
So let's listen to her.
I'm announcing that Syngenta, a Chinese state-owned agrochemical company, must give up its land holdings in Arkansas. Syngenta owns 160 acres in northeast Arkansas, which it uses primarily for seed research. The company that owns Syngenta, Chem China, is also on the Department of Defense's list of Chinese military companies posing a clear threat to our state. Seeds are technology. Chinese state-owned corporations filter that technology back to their homeland, stealing American research and telling our enemies how to target American farms. That is a clear threat to our national security and to our great farmers, especially since the Chinese government enacted a law in 2017 requiring Chinese citizens abroad to collaborate with their country's security officials on intelligence work. With no questions asked.
Run, fuck you,
this isn't about where you're from. We welcome Chinese Americans, Russian Americans, and anyone else who's given up foreign oppression for American freedom. This is about where your loyalties lie. We simply cannot trust those who pledge allegiance to a hostile foreign power. That's why I signed Act 525, sponsored by Representative McKenzie and Senator Boyd, to ban Chinese and Russian-made drones. And it's why I signed Act 758, sponsored by Representative McElinden and Senator Stubblefield, banning public contracts with the CCP. We will make sure that every company operating in Arkansas is a friend to Arkansas and good to hardworking Arkansans. Secretary Ward has already notified Syngenta about this decision. If they refuse to sell, our Attorney General can move forward with legal proceedings and force them to get out of our state.
Woo-hoo!
Arkansas will always protect our farmers and our national security interest.
Amen.
Dude, I like her.
Yeah. Me too. Me too. I mean, seriously.
Seriously.
I mean,
she, like Irma Gerd.
She's like, what do you mean, Irma Gerd? What's Irma Gerd? Irma Gerd.
You never saw that meme? Like, and said, like, oh my God, it's Irma Gerd.
No, but this was the Chinese response back.
Oh, fucko.
Wait, that wasn't the Chinese response back. What happened to my Chinese response? I had it in here.
It's disappeared. They hacked you.
Goddamn Chinese. Here. It might be this one.
Jing bang ding dong, his don't go ai.
You amuse yourself. Doesn't he?
I know. Of course I do. But, you know, the Chinese always. No, Chinese say.
Jing bang ding dong, his don't go ai.
His don't cold ice.
Yeah, okay, whatever. So, where am I? Okay,
right. I have no idea where you are.
I'm right here. So, what do we got? We don't have time. We're not on time. So I want to play you some fucking lunatic fucking lefties here.
All right, why are you doing that? I'm going to make a pit stop. Play your lunatics.
No, you got to hear this. I'm going to wait. So, I'll entertain the folks while you're gone.
Okay.
Or are you going to pause it or are you going to entertain?
He's going to entertain.
You entertain.
I will entertain you people. So, why Mike's out, like, shaking the dew off the lily, because that's apparently what he has to do. You know, I don't know what happened. One episode. Hey. Stop barking at him.
Our one dog is not fond of Mike.
Yeah. So, one show out of the whole fucking year, he has to get up in the middle of the show and take a piss. Who knows why?
But the show can go on.
The show can go on. We're not going to make it, because he has to hear this woman.
So let's entertain something. Tell me a joke. Got any bad dad jokes?
Joe Biden. I got a picture here of Joe Biden. Look, watch this.
What's that joke about the chestnuts?
What? Chestnuts? Yeah. I don't know. Mike told that one.
Oh. Well, damn it.
It wasn't me that told that one.
Well, yeah, but you're supposed to have the wonderful memory.
It was. Yeah, but Mike told it. I told. Okay, here. We're gonna play this.
Okay.
Real quick, this is an interview from. It's not really an interview. It's a fake interview from Terrence K. Williams. Okay.
Okay.
With our vice president.
Madam Vice President, thank you for doing this interview. Thank you for actually sitting down with a Trump supporter, because a lot of people on your side wouldn't.
Please, just you are doing your thing.
All right, VP, let's jump right into this, okay? Everybody and their mama want to know, how often did you sleep with people to make it to the top when you were advancing your career, when you were trying to advance your career?
Every day, all the time.
Oh. That's what a lot of people expect. So speaking of sleep.
Alright, so I'm gonna pause it.
Did you pause it?
I paused it.
Okay, keep it up.
So I'm gonna pause it. Because it was just out of control barking.
There. I know.
So we tried to keep the show going, but we couldn't do it, I guess. So here, this is a fake interview.
Carmella. AI.
No, not AI. It's just pieced together questions and answers.
Okay.
Listen.
You did a pretty good job.
This is actually pretty funny.
Madam Vice President, thank you for doing this interview. Thank you for actually sitting down with a Trump supporter, because a lot of people on your side wouldn't.
Please, just you are doing your thing.
All right, VP. Let's jump right into this, okay? Everybody and their mama want to know, how often did you sleep with people to make it to the top when you were advancing your career? When you were trying to advance your career?
Every day, all the time.
Oh. That's what a lot of people expected. So speaking of sleeping with people, you slept with Willie Brown. Willie Brown was a married man, Kamala. And in today's culture, that's just not okay to be sleeping with people's husbands to make it to the top.
So first of all, it means that we call it what it is.
Well, what is it?
I just, you know, hit the streets.
So you just hit the streets. Oh, so you are happy? Oh, huh? That's sad. Yeah, that's really sad.
That's fucking funny.
I know. I wanted to do a bunch of shit like that because it's so easy to do. So easy to do. Okay, I'm going to play this guy. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Have you? This guy is funny, and all you liberals that get offended by this,
fuck off.
I don't care.
Play this.
This is great.
Gun training for liberals seemingly doesn't exist, but today we're going to change that with our liberal gun and ballistic training qualifications, plus much more. We're going to be releasing each video in this series on a Monday. Why? Well, because nobody likes Mondays, so you can draw the parallel. As we all know, infringement safety first.
Okay, first of all, anybody get that reference?
Mondays?
I don't like Mondays. It's a song by Boomtown Rats. Recorded. Remember the Tower Sniper in Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his reasoning. I don't like Mondays.
Really?
Yeah. So.
First, step one, ensure your firearm is pointed in a safe direction, unloaded, and your selector lever is on safe. Now, this is where most responsible gun owners would actually stop, but this isn't for us. It's for you. You know, the left-leaning type. The government tyranny with a side of crisis actors and a dash of false flag events type. Now press your rear takedown pin, and let's open up the action on your rifle. Now remove your bolt carrier group, and you'll donate to your closest responsible gun shop or merchant of death for safekeeping. Now close the action of your firearm, put the takedown pin back into place, and you're done. You have transitioned this rifle faster than you transitioned your 12-year-old son before going on to shatter glass ceilings in women's sports. Congratulations. See you next Tuesday. I mean Monday. Gun training for liberals seemingly doesn't exist, but...
Dude, I saw that the other day. Ah, fuck, I'm saving that one.
I said I didn't get the I don't like Mondays, bye.
Come. See you next Monday. Come.
What? No, the I don't like Mondays one you talked about?
Oh, yeah. No, that was...
I didn't catch that one because I was a little too young for the Texas shooter.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, okay, but that was the whole thing. The Texas sniper and towers.
Yeah. I was a little too young for that one. What year was that?
I have no idea.
Did that happen in the 60s?
No, maybe. I don't know. Huh? Did it?
Yes.
Okay, so at that point, I was not even a dirty thought.
All right, wait. now you got me fucking wondering. I got to check it out. Texas. School.
Snipers.
Sniper. All
right. What year?
Charles Whitman. 66, yeah.
Okay, dude, yeah. I was not even a dirty thought.
Yeah, because remember on Full Metal Jacket. Yeah, Full Metal Jacket. They're talking about Charles.
Oh, being a Marine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I wasn't born till the early 70s, man. I wasn't even gonna scratch in Dad's nuts at that point. Come on.
Hey, I'm just telling you. That's what the I don't like Mondays was the fucking.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Obviously.
Alright, this broad right here.
Okay.
This is what I'm going to play before you went and take a piss.
Alright.
Okay. This is the epitome of fucking college kids today, or leftists, or whatever you want to fucking put.
Okay, let me get my breath.
Okay, now think about how you advanced your career through your life, right? Listen.
Okay. I have a bone to pick with America! So I'm headed to my serving job. I fucking hate it. Maybe why I make more money serving. I have my literal business marketing degree that put me in a cute $80,000 in debt. And I make more serving sushi rolls. Because I've been applying to marketing jobs fucking for weeks now. And the pay cut is insane.
But the jobs that are like a cute 150 to 200,000 a year, I'm not getting those. I'm a 20, almost 25 year old, my birthday soon, almost 25 year old chick going against, you know, corporate ass America, people with so much experience. All I got is my degree. You know, people say, get your degree, but then they don't talk about how you need experience. The degree was the experience! Honey, relax.
Okay, no. Your degree was your education.
Yeah.
You have not got the experience using the education yet.
Yeah, you don't have the experience of a fucking worm.
So... They do. They go to college. Mm-hmm. They expect to come out and make the big bucks, right?
Yep.
I will say this, and Bill Maher, we talked about it before the show, mm-hmm. but I don't want to play that entire clip.
I don't either.
But
I have it saved.
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. The college degrees are fucking worthless anymore. They really are.
Yeah.
I have two of them, right? And mm-hmm. I will tell you, they're both fucking worthless. Mm-hmm. Here's why. Because when you have... diversity inclusive degrees or gender studies or African studies, transgender studies, you know, women and underwater basket weaving studies. Mm-hmm. What does that really apply to the real fucking world? And how does that benefit society?
None. And you wasted your fucking money and now you're fucking having to pay that money back.
Right. Well, no, because they're expecting the government to pay off their student loans. No, not my fucking job.
Yeah, no.
Well, but you signed a paper saying I will pay this loan back. Yeah, it's called being an adult. Yeah,
but I went to college because I just want a degree, so I'm going to take the easiest degree I got.
Right, because I don't want to think.
I got it. Now I want this job doing this. And wait a minute, you're not going to pay me for it? No, yeah. We're not going to. Because you have no experience.
What do you mean I can't get a $200,000 job right out of college? Because you have to earn it.
Yes. Yes.
So college degrees are worthless. Dude, I'll tell you what. I mean, the kids who go to a trade school mm-hmm. and get like a welding degree.
That's because they have a trade. Right. They have a machinist,
CNC machinist.
They have a skill.
Plumbing, electrical, yes. Bricklaying, yes. concrete, yes. framing, yes. construction.
Yes.
You know what? They're going to make a hell of a lot more money.
Mechanic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I need my car worked on before I need to see a fucking commercial on TV.
Right.
About a Coke bottle in a fucking football stadium that can be used as a projectile.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, well, because everyone has to get point A to point B, and mm-hmm. if your car's not working, you mm-hmm. need a mechanic
yeah.
who went to school to learn to work on cars.
Yeah.
To keep it running,
yeah.
you need. It's like sitting here in our house. You have a light bulb. Well, mm-hmm. if electrical goes out, how do I fix that?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Plumbing, sewage. I want to build this product. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take a fucking trade any day, and that's why the trade schools are going to make more money.
Do you think our pool guy? Because you and I have the same pool guy.
Yeah.
He didn't go to college.
No.
But, granted, get fucking overcharged.
But it's, well, dude, he's still one of the cheaper ones, dude. I'm telling you. Yeah, but it's still, it's a service.
Right.
He's out there providing a service
mm-hmm.
that either you could do
mm-hmm.
or you could pay someone else to do.
Right. If I wanted to learn how to fucking...
maintain your pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could learn it.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. So, instead, you pay somebody else to do it.
Right.
Except for cleaning the filters. I'm going to clean my own again.
That's coming up here in like a couple weeks.
Mine's due like this month.
Well, yeah, mine's due like next month.
But you know, I think we've kind of come to the same conclusion here. You know, there are some degrees that are worth it.
Uh-huh.
You know, STEM. Science, technology, engineering, mechanical.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Those types of degrees, you know, there are certain business degrees. Marketing. What's marketing? You want to go make fucking advertisements in a Vogue magazine and get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to be in fashion?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but get college back to what it was designed for. Higher learning, train our next generation of fucking thinkers
mm-hmm.
who are going to advance our way of living.
Yeah, stop adding these bullshit degrees in there.
Seriously.
Yeah. So that's why college. Okay, first of all, college costs a lot because, as we brought up on the show, they keep building fucking buildings and all this other stuff.
Yeah, because
then we have multiple degrees that we don't need.
Mm-hmm. That you got to pay some fucking professor
that you gotta
who can't make a living in the real world.
Right. So I'm going to teach you how to fuck off for the rest of your fucking life.
Right. I'm going to teach you how the white man is evil. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all about equity and inclusion. If you're a black man, we owe you everything.
Yeah.
And it has no real application in the real world. Mm-hmm. Instead of teaching you, you know what? Hey, here's some fucking mathematical formulas and some fucking science equations. Mm-hmm. For engineering and aerospace engineering that is going to help advance the quality of life for every human on the world.
Right. So, because you brought up white man, this came out late this week, and there hasn't been a lot of fucking information on it. We're going to bring it up.
Well, are we evil?
We might be evil. Is really evil because...
Are we the devil?
Probably. Because George Floyd did not die from asphyxiation. George Floyd died, according to all reports.
The medical examiner report?
Of fentanyl poisoning.
We've said that.
Yeah.
We've mentioned that.
Yes.
The report came back.
We've said it before.
The official report came out. No asphyxiation, no strangulation. So the actions of Detective or Officer Derek Chauvin
had no effect on
his death.
We have all these. We have Joe Biden last week saying he would have been celebrating his 50th birthday
in prison.
Yeah.
Oh, did I say that?
Had he not, you know, Derek Chauvin not kneeled on his neck,
in prison.
What else? But yeah, it turns out he didn't die of that.
No. But so that's why the appeal, Derek Chauvin's appeal, plus the appeal of all the other officers with him, are gonna create another fucking riot in Minnesota. I guess.
Well, they want it.
They need it.
They need it because they're failing at their fucking jobs right now.
When's it gonna happen? It's gonna happen next summer, right before the elections.
Yeah.
Because they need the outrage of the black community to vote for Democrats.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it right now.
Because they're losing. Like you played earlier, they're losing the black community.
Exactly. I'm going to call it right now. But I don't... The Democrats expect the black community to be dumb enough to fall for it.
Are they going to wear their slave fucking neckties
like they did last time
and kneel down,
you know? Yeah. But here's the deal, you know, they think the black community is dumb enough to fall for it. They're not.
No,
people are smart, man, and these people are everyone. I mean, you know, black people are just bright as tails of, you know, poor kids are just as bright as tails of white kids, you know, according to Biden.
According to Biden, and you know, if you're not black, if you don't vote for him, you're not black. So, real quick, before we go. I'm gonna play this sheriff because this guy has it nailed down. Because they're, you know, the more they talk about fucking removing the Second Amendment and all this other stuff.
So the Second Amendment, they keep sending guns and money to Ukraine, right?
Right.
Now they want to send guns and money to Israel.
Right.
Every one of these actions is showing the reason why the Second Amendment is pertinent here.
Uh-huh.
Self protection for us from. Well, crime, you saw, terrorism.
Yeah, everybody look up, go on Twitter today and watch a video of the three guys trying to fucking break into this guy's house.
House, yeah.
Yeah. So, listen to this guy. This is a sheriff.
Right.
I'm going to use the office of sheriff, the power I do have, without arguing over a bill or law that's being passed. I have the ability to swear in citizens as deputy sheriffs. I have no limit on the number. I don't have a limit to my county borders. And as I told them in Richmond, and I mean it today, just as well if Congress chooses to go down that road, I will swear in tens of thousands of citizens as deputy sheriffs, provided they have their own weapons and be on call and available to me for service. And they will be allowed to keep those AR-15s, high-capacity magazines, and whatever else it is, generally speaking, that's being talked about through all the chatter and rhetoric. These people are not going to suddenly, because they're sworn in as my deputy sheriff, start to run out and commit crimes and do bad things with the guns they've owned for decades. They're citizens that elected me into office to protect them and protect their rights. And that's one way I can use the power of my office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's right.
And all you other sheriffs, besides you, Paul Pinzone, because you ain't going to fucking do that.
He's not running for re-election.
Yeah,
he's...
Oh, I heard it. Yeah, I know. I heard he's out.
He's done.
Yeah.
But, you know, but the sheriff is spot on, because I can vouch from personal experience
mm-hmm.
that I, at one point in my life, was mm-hmm. deputized
mm-hmm.
by a sheriff in the state of Arizona
mm-hmm.
during time of emergency.
Right.
That I was given, obviously, you know, deputy sheriff authority, privileges,
mm-hmm.
rights,
mm-hmm.
and then acted in the capacity as a deputy sheriff while I was on duty.
Right.
So, yeah, all it takes is, you know, we all circled around the sheriff at the time. He said, hey, raise right hand. We all...
Right. I know. I watch Andy Taylor.
Yeah. You know, now this was, shit, what... What year was that? 2000. Shit, 23 years ago, dude.
Yeah, so you're talking about
the rodeo. No.
Sheriff Joe.
No, it wasn't Sheriff Joe. It was the Apache County Sheriff up in Apache County. The rodeo Chenoskai fire.
Oh, okay.
When my National Guard unit was sent up there for the big fire,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, I mean, on the show, everyone knows I was in the military police corps in the Army, and. Right. Our unit, our entire military police unit, was deputized because, yeah, we were National Guard and we were military, but we really mm-hmm. didn't have civil authority over the looters and stuff like that going on. So the sheriff deputized all of us.
Right.
So while we were on duty, if we came across people who were breaking in or looting or taking advantage of the situation,
mm-hmm.
we could make apprehensions, mm-hmm. Which we did. So... It was a way to protect people's property as they evacuated these wildfires. And while those of us who were, you know, in service and required to be there could help save, you know, their personal property from being stolen, looted, you know, from those bad actors.
Right.
So, but what he said was perfect. Yeah, you can do it. And I'm...
yeah.
And what he, you know... Yeah, so it's awesome. Good for him.
Cool. Okay, really quick, one more thing. Here's a guy that says that the Democrats used George Floyd, and they did.
They did. 82nd Airborne,
so they did.
While I was serving in the military, my background is forensics. I know how to read autopsy reports. I even filled a lot of reports. And when it finally came to truth about George Floyd's death, drug overdose. He didn't die by asphyxiation or strangulation by the police department of Minneapolis. And the sad thing about it is, Keith Ellison... and a prosecutor, and a lot of the Democrats knew that was a lie. But they pushed that lie, which destroyed cities across the nation everywhere. A lot of people lost their lives, a lot of lost businesses. Yep. And then a lot of the cities start promote defund the police. Now what's happening in Minneapolis and St. Paul, happening in Baltimore, just everywhere. Democrats have been destroying our country ever since they lost the Civil War. And y'all people keep voting for them. They don't care nothing about you. They rather take a dumb, stupid person like George Floyd and push their agenda to destroy your own community.
Yep.
Yeah, Minnesota. Well, once again, we go back to the beginning of the thing. Minnesota fucked everybody over.
Just like in the football game.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all.
Yeah. Fuck Minnesota.
Go Hawks.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for listening.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. You can reach out to us. We're at.
Did we offend you?
You know, I'm trying to figure out how to do this. Email us at didweoffendyou@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're on True Social at Did We Offend You, and we're on
X
at Did We Offend the Letter U.
You need to have a little piece of paper just to read off of it.
I know, because it's very confusing. Because everything's at this.
The hashtag, fuck you.
I know. So, anyways, if you guys understand that, all you techie people.
Find us.
And the rest of you people, I'm going to ask you one question or one favor. Everybody fucking attack Hakeem Jeffries. Just fucking spam his fucking X page and just get him off of it because he's a fucking tard.
Yeah, overload his social media.
Yeah.
Exactly. Not attack him personally. Attack his social media. Well, just overload him. Yeah. Overload it.
Yeah, overload his fucking media and, like, get him off.
Yeah.
Just spam the shit out of it.
Yeah.
All right?
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
And go to prison for 7 years.
All right, man.
All right. Later.